Practice Paper 6, pages 30 to 31, Part 2. Tribute WTC Visitor Center.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Tribute WTC World Trade Center Visitor Center. Over 500,000 people visit our Ground Zero annually. We offer visitors to the site a place where they can feel connected to the events and the people from the September 11, 2001 catastrophe. Through walking tours, exhibits, and programs, the Tribute Center gives person-to-person history by linking visitors who want to understand and appreciate the events of 9/11 with those who actually experienced them. My name is James O'Malley, and I'm your guide for today on a walking tour of Ground Zero. Before we start, let me ask you all a question. How many of you remember where you were on September 11th, 2001? Please raise your hands. I see that everyone remembers. Yes, it was a terrible day for New Yorkers, Americans, and people all over the world. How can anyone ever forget it? At 8:46 a.m. on that beautiful, sunny Tuesday morning, everything changed forever when an airplane filled with passengers flew into the North Twin Tower. I was 5 blocks away, and the boom was tremendous. I stepped out onto the street with thousands of other people, and we watched in horror as another passenger plane crashed into the South Tower. Only then did we all know that this was a terrorist attack. For most of us, our lives changed that day. We lost loved ones. We were scared, and many of us lost hope. The empty skyline where the twin towers of the World Trade Center once stood is a constant reminder of what happened that day. That is why the Tribute WTC Visitor Center is so important. This is a place for remembering and for healing. The guides have all experienced the events of 9/11 firsthand. Some of us are survivors, some of us lost loved ones, and some of us volunteered to search for survivors. But all of us are united by the same goal, to tell our story to as many people as possible and to bring back hope into the lives of those who suffered. 2,752 people died in the attacks on the Twin Towers that day. Among the victims, there were 343 firefighters. 60 additional victims were New York police officers who gave up their lives to save others. Today, I will tell you some stories about the heroes of that day. Before we start, can you all please look out this window where you will see a lot of construction work and a big empty sky? Before 9/11, you couldn't see the sky because the huge twin towers blocked the view. Today, they are rebuilding the World Trade Center, and in a few years, the sky will be blocked again by one tall building, even taller than the twins. Each of the twin towers had 110 stories, and they were 526 meters high, making them among the 10 tallest buildings in the world. The new tower is called the Freedom Tower, or 1WTC. And when it is completed in 2014, it will be 541.3 meters in height, making it the tallest building in the United States and the highest office building in the world. I suppose many people think it is insane to build another tall office building in New York after the terrorist attack on the Twin Towers. But that is our strength, and maybe our weakness too. Our hope in the future, and our trust in humanity. Follow me while I tell you some more about that terrible day.